right, I think I need a new chair in here. All of a sudden, I'm sitting on the floor. It went down by itself. I don't know what the deal is. So, might be time to invest in a new studio chair here. Anyway, thanks for joining us. And we're happy to have Detective Eric Edson in studio with us from the Sheboygan Police Department. Visits us usually a couple times a month and is all on top of the scams that are impacting the area. Eric, thanks for coming in.
How morning, Kelly.
Good Thanksgiving.
Glad you didn't break your leg there just now.
Yeah, I mean, I just all of a sudden went down. Anyway, you don't have any real specific scams this morning, but you just want to more or less give people some advice because it's Christmas shopping season and the scammers are all over this type of thing, right?
Exactly. I just thought it'd be a good time. I know a lot of people did their shopping over Black Friday holiday, but it's always a good reminder on some of these things to keep you from getting separated from your money, because this time of year, people are generally in the giving mood and want to be charitable and give to family, and that's when all the low-life scumbags come out and want to try to take advantage of
that's very
of
true.
The Grinches. So
very true. So what do you got for us this morning, Eric?
So a variety of things. First, we're talking about shopping. So one tip is when you're doing online shopping, be wary of advertisements or emails that you get with too good to be true deals. Those are usually scams.
Right.
I mean, if you see a television for $29, I mean, obviously that's going to be a scam, something like that.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, but again, just a good reminder is avoid clicking on links and instead visit the site directly. Type the web address into your search bar and go directly to that site. Don't click on a link, especially if it's unsolicited. When you're shopping online, your best protection is to use a credit card, not a debit card. Federal law, there's different protections using a debit card versus a credit card. You're much safer using a credit card as far as challenging or disputing a charge. And some credit card issuers will give you single-use numbers, so check with your credit card company if they offer the service of a single-use credit card number. Try to utilize that feature as well. And then we talked a couple weeks ago about the Internet of Things.
Yes.
Those types of gifts are very popular this year. Doorbells, cameras, all that kind of stuff. So if you're going to purchase something like that.
Which is all web connected, right? That's why they call it the connected. Internet of Things.
Yep, yeah. It's all connected and certainly presents some potential challenges or safeguards for your home security, your internet, and things like that for people to snoop on. So if you're going to buy something like that for someone or if you're asking for that as a gift, make sure you do your research. When you're looking online on the merchant's website, ignore the reviews. A lot of times those are fake. They've proven to be, you know, more than half of them are fake.
Yep.
So don't rely on that. Instead, talk to someone that you know and trust or try to get some objective or independent advice on those devices. Research the product's privacy and data collection policies. We talked about that last time, that some of them have very liberal data collection policies. Make sure you know what you're getting into and what data they're collecting about you. And then finally, stick with mainstream manufacturers to ensure ongoing support. One of the biggest weaknesses in these devices are the firmware upgrades, the software that kind of runs in the background. And you want continued support for that device. If you find a device that's really inexpensive and after a year it's not supported anymore, you shouldn't be using that device because it's going to open up the hackers and criminals will find ways to get into those systems when they're not supported by the software. So just make sure that you're buying mainstream kinds of things.
Good advice. You want to touch on home security,
So some of these are just tried and true things that a lot of people have been doing for years and kind of have stood the test of time. But make sure that if you're having packages delivered, you're ordering things online and things are stacking up at your door, don't let them stack up at your door. Make sure you're bringing them in or make arrangements. Some companies will actually put them in your garage. I know Amazon offers that feature. Maybe have a neighbor if you're going to be gone for an extended period of time. Just don't let that stuff stack up because that's an invitation to criminals, porch pirates, they call them, to come and take that stuff. If you're going to be traveling over this holiday season, make sure that you make it seem like someone's home. So, you know, timers on the lights, arrange for snow removal. That's the thing sometimes people forget to do is have someone shovel their snow, you know. Hopefully we don't get it for a while, but if you see a driveway that's got no tire marks on it, no footprints, full of snow, that's an indication someone's not there. And also consider a mail hold. The Postal Service offers a free mail hold service. You just go online and You have to set up a free account, but you just hold your mail for however long you're gone. That way it's not piling up in your mailbox and people can come and steal stuff out of your mailbox and maybe open you up to identity theft.
Right, right.
And then finally, if you're traveling again, make sure that you avoid unsecured Wi-Fi. If you're going to be staying in a hotel or a resort, something like that, don't use the unsecured Wi-Fi. If that's your only option, consider using a VPN client. We talked about that. That kind of hides your data. And then use credit cards instead of cash. Cash can be easily stolen. It's not easily recovered, whereas a credit card, again, you have certain protections against fraud. If something does happen, you can dispute that with your credit card company and hopefully not be out the money yourself.
All right. Good advice. Now, it's time of year, too, Eric, that people like to give to charities. And we just had, right. Giving Tuesday a couple of days ago. You got some advice on that,
right.
too.
And this is probably where a lot of the fraud takes place during the holiday season, is these scammers take advantage of people's generosity and charity to give to those kinds of organizations.
Yeah.
So again, don't respond to unsolicited texts or emails asking you to give to a specific charity. Know who you're giving your money to. There's a couple of websites. I think you might have talked about this a couple of days ago,
yeah.
but charitynavigator.org and give.org are two reputable places where you can type in the name of the charity and see all kinds of information about how they spend their money and if it's a legitimate charity, all that kind of stuff. And the final thing is, when in doubt, just give to a local charity. Give to a charity that you're familiar with, that maybe you've had some interaction with or experience working with, and give directly to them instead of online or through some type of mailing.
Right. Yeah. Then and you can kind of rest easy knowing that your money's going where it's supposed to go.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, these scammers are very good at creating fake websites that if, you know, you click on a link and it brings you to a website for a well-known charity, that scam website may look legitimate, but it's not. I mean, it's easy to set up those websites to look like the real thing, but it's not the real thing. So that's why, you know, just to be safe, don't be clicking on links that you're getting unsolicited. And like I said, just give locally.
And I had a story this morning about text messages that are being sent to people now, purportedly from like Amazon or Target or some other store. And people are getting these text messages that have some sort of a great deal. And you just got to click on this link and it'll take you to the site. So people are even getting text messages now with links included. It's buried in a pile here, that
right.
story. But so that's happening too. But
well,
so that old advice of don't click on a link comes into play here
right.
too, right?
I will tell you honestly that anytime I get a text message or an email that I didn't send for or ask for and it's got a link in it, I immediately
yeah.
delete it, no matter how legitimate or what the great deal is. It's not worth your security, because when you click on that link, you can activate software that will run, a program that will run on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, that allows them to mine all kinds of data about you, to monitor your keystrokes, all kinds of things. So not just you click on a link and it brings you to a fake website, and maybe you enter your credit card information, that's bad enough, but
yep.
imagine someone having access to your cell phone remotely and being able to activate your microphone to listen to what's going on around you, or your camera to actually see what's going on around you.
Yeah.
That technology exists. And when you click on those links in those text messages or emails, potentially it will allow a criminal to have access to your entire phone, operating system, all your data, everything.
So it's a good habit to get into, right? You
Absolutely.
Get you get a text or an email that has a link in it that you aren't familiar with. Just delete it or ignore it. And
right. And if you get let's say you said like you get a email or a text message from Target advertising a great deal, just go on your web browser and go to Target.com
right.
and to that website and search for that deal, and it'll be there.
Right.
A lot of times you don't have to click on the link to get the deal.
Very true. And there's some social media scams you want to alert people
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I heard about this one a couple days ago, and apparently it's been around for a couple years, but I thought that a lot of people use Facebook, and that's kind of where it's most prominent, and I thought I'd bring it to people's attention. There's several variations of it, but the most popular is called the Secret Sister Gift Exchange. It's kind of like a chain letter type of scam that we were talking about earlier back in the day when you deposit $10 or something like that and expect to get $100 back or whatever the deal was. This is a couple of permutations of it, but it's essentially you buy or send someone a $10 or $15 gift, and the promise is that you're going to get 36 $10 or $15 gifts in return. It's a scam, 100% a scam. It's not going to happen. There's another variation of it where it's wine. You send someone a bottle of wine and then you get 36 bottles in return. Not only is it a scam and will disappoint you when you don't get your money, but it's also illegal. Federal law prohibits these types of chain letter type things from happening. The Postal Service has a federal statute that prohibits you from participating in that. So again, not only is it going to separate you from your money, but it's also illegal.
So you could end up getting in trouble besides legal trouble.
Right.
Wow.
Right. But it's something where, again, you're on Facebook and all kinds of ads are popping up, and that's how Facebook makes their money. And
yep.
And you might see a post from a friend that says, hey, if you purchase a $10 or $15 gift and send it to the first person on this list and then add your name to the list, you'll get 36 back.
Yep.
I can tell you unequivocally that it is 100% a scam. Don't do it. You'll be disappointed.
Good advice. Eric Edson, detective from the Sheboygan Police Department. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely, Kelly. Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
We're going to see you later this month before Christmas or probably
the week
January.
Before, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got you already penciled in on the 17th.
Sounds good. All right. We'll see you then.
If I just look at the calendar, I could answer my own question. All right. And again, thanks. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. All right. 8:50. Stay with us. We'll check business news next here at WHBL.
President of James Imaging Systems.